Welcome to the show, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max for WSJU Radio, St. John's University, Queens, New York. We have one of the best in the game right now from the Bay Area, Neff the Pharaoh. We are officially live. Tell the audience how you doing tonight, man.
I'm fucking around. I'm out here on my 2 acres trying to get this house together. So I'm doing good, man. With a 25-year-old, you know, got, who owns 2 acres.
Yeah. I hope you're doing well. I hope your family's doing fine. The COVID cases are going up all over the place again.
Yeah, hell yeah. We good. We stay in touch.
That's important. In New York, they're going up again. How's it down in Vallejo?
Man, I really don't be outside too much. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I be with my family and then I be in the studio. And then when when I'm not in the studio, I go home. So I'm really not trying to focus on how Vallejo is doing as a town. It seems cool, you know, like a few spots are open. You know, you see people when you ride around. It doesn't, everybody had they face mask on. They're taking this shit seriously out there. Mm-hmm.
With COVID-19 happening this year, did that affect your album in any way? Were you supposed to release it sooner than it came out?
Man, yeah, I was supposed to release my album way sooner than it came out. Just with COVID hitting, it made it really difficult because I was supposed to go on tour. I had a whole tour called the Hear Ye Tour. And we was gonna go nationwide and overseas. That got canceled. You know, listening parties get canceled, club appearances get canceled. So it was just me basically learning how to relive and to get my music out to the people, like how to live during COVID and still create theme music for the fans and consumers to listen to. And how could I still market myself to them, you know, without being able to do shows?
It's difficult for artists, and I feel bad that you aren't able to tour. Were there any places in particular that you were looking forward to going to? Because you mentioned that's nationwide. That's huge for you.
Man, I wanted to go to Miami. I mean, I wanted to go to fucking, like I say this in every interview, I love Denver. I wanted to go to Denver. I wanted to go to Canada, man. I wanted to go to Arizona. I wanted to go to fucking Ohio. I wanted to go to Oregon. This is a lot of places I wanted to go to. So I was definitely in my feelings about not being able to perform.
Yeah, it's difficult. Have you done any virtual performances at all, or you're the one of those artists that just they don't like it because they can't get the same energy?
I have yet to do a virtual performance, but I've done you know, a live listening party on Instagram, and I had people tune in when I was releasing some of my EPs and shit. But I was damn near like hurt that I couldn't really do a listening party for the Hear You. Like, I want people to be live in the flesh for that shit.
It's just a difficult time for artists, and just hearing from people that have been on my show, artists, actors, how just major setbacks there are for you guys. And I hope things get better. I really do. And I think that starts with the removal of who we have in office right now. They're going to put forward a better plan to get things going. Mm-hmm. That's what's important, is that eventually we are going to get out of this. Now that we voted Joe Biden in and him and Kamala Harris making history as the first black female vice president. That's huge.
Yeah, that's
big. That plan together, and they'll get this guy out of office, and they'll get that plan going to where this country should be at again.
Yeah, that's just big.
That's big time. And it was the most stressful week last week. Very stressful.
Man, I think it was the longest presidential election in history.
I think it was.
I would have to say, like, for me being alive, and the presidents I've seen, that had to be the fucking longest presidential election in history.
Stressful. I was so glad when they called it, and Joe Biden's our president. And I'm looking forward to for them to take just turn things around for us. For Hear Ye, I think the fans want to know, why did you call the album that name, Hear Ye?
Basically, I named it Hear Ye, like, you know, it's a term that I've always been saying forever. Just to announce that I'm here, and I spelled that like here I'm like present. And then I put the yee on there because, you know, that's Bay Area culture, Bay Area slang. Yeah. I'm from the Bay Area. So it's like, I'm here, yee. And it's just basically the album is like just proclaiming I'm here to stay. You know what I'm saying? I got a spot certified in this game forever. You know, I'm not one of those artists that you're going to see disappear in the future. I'm here to stay no matter what.
That's the thing, too. You're already referred to as a Bay legend. How does that feel, being so young?
Man, that shit is dope. You know what I'm saying? I try to not get too big-headed and cocky. So, you know, I stay away from those type of labels. But it makes me feel good when I hear my peers tell me that.
E-40, you've established a great relationship with E-40. He's on the album Finer Things. When was the first time you met E-40?
Man, first time I met E-40, I was young as fuck, probably about 6 years old, about Dan Foley Park. I think he was having a barbecue and shit, you know. E-40 and one of my favorite uncles are actually childhood friends, so, you know, they would chop it up. But just being able to work with him as I grew up to be a man, a grown man, it's like living in L.A., playing basketball in high school and all this shit, and then you get drafted and playing on the Lakers, man. You know, it was dope. It was dope building a relationship with him. It was dope being able to contact him and get advice on fucking life, advice on the rap game, advice on real estate, all types of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's good that he backs you, and that's huge being an artist from the Bay Area. He's really tapped in with the artists from your area, too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as an old head, he's really tapped in. He evolves. He's one of those artists that's been around for, I think, since the 80s.
Yeah. He's been around since the 80s. I always tell him he's like a human time machine. If somebody went into a coma in 1980 and just now woke up in 2020 and all they had was a fucking iPod and E-40's music to listen to, they can catch up with the times. You know, he's one of those artists that's able to evolve with the times, and that's one of the things that I've learned to a trait I've learned to emulate from him. You know what I'm saying? I will always be able to evolve.
I definitely see you sticking around in the game a long time, and you were named the Bay Area Freshman of the Year in 2014. How did that feel?
Mm-hmm. That shit was dope, man. Like, to be crowned that in the Bay Area is a big deal because you just watch. I grew up watching my favorite artists being crowned that, you know, like I Am Suze and the Sages, the Geminis and Kehlani's and the whole HBK and, you know, the Jackas and shit like that. Other, like, peers, those people are now my peers. So, like, just being able to have that accomplishment under my belt in the Bay Area, you know, of course it's not a worldwide achievement, but in my little four corners of the Bay Area, that's dope. Like, I'm a nig, so I feel like I won a motherfucking Grammy with that.
Is that on one of your goals list to win a Grammy?
Oh yeah, it's the Grammys for surely coming. I need my plaque before a Grammy. I need some more plaques for the Grammy. I got a plaque off the tour with G-Eazy. He gifted that to me. And I got some more plaques coming. I think I need a YouTube plaque coming, man. I need to get 100,000 subscribers. I'm at like 90.4K. I need 100,000 so I can get the YouTube plaque, man. So that's coming next, man. I need plaques. I love hanging plaques. I love hanging fan art in my house. So we need that.
So you have fans that send you own fan art. What's your favorite piece of fan art?
That's hard because all my fan art isn't even at this house. Like I said, I'm just starting to clean this house out. I think I got a one personal favorite painting that's like the background is orange and like it's a picture of me I don't know what type of paint it is, but I think she finger painted it. And the canvas is like super big. It's like damn near taller than my youngest son. So I think that would be one of my favorite ones. I suck at describing shit. So I just know what it looks like in my head, but that would be one of my favorite ones. Mm-hmm. And I got another favorite painting too that my tattoo artist did, Youngblood. It's like I look like a Star Wars character, like with the Sith eyeballs and shit. So that's one of my favorite ones because I love Star Wars. Anything that has to do with Star Wars, I love it. And Stranger Things.
Oh, Stranger Things, a Netflix show?
Yeah, I love Stranger Things.
You're waiting for season 4.
So definitely, you know, Hopper's not dead.
Yeah, let's hope, because they gave you that cliffhanger at the end.
Yeah, they gave you the cliffhanger at the end, but then if you've been watching the new previews, you see him working on the railroad in Russia.
Yeah. We've seen that. So. We're looking forward to that. As far as Star Wars goes, how do you feel about the three new films that recently came out? You like them?
I'm not a big Jedi. You know, I'm a Sith. I'm a Darksider. Like, I really got that shit tatted on my face. It says Sith.
That's fire. So,
if the dark side doesn't prevail, you know what I'm saying? I really don't really be with that shit. I like when we win. I like, one of my favorite movies is when episode 3 is when Anakin turns into Darth Vader.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite episodes. And then I like episode 2 with Count Dooku. Or Count Dooku, or
yeah, he had the bent lightsaber, the bent handle.
Yeah, any that was what was the is that the is am I naming the right character? Was he the robot with the heart?
The robot with the heart was General Grievous.
Oh yeah, General Grievous was hard too. Yeah, with the two lightsabers.
Yeah, he had like the two lightsabers. Yeah,
he cut Anakin's what's his name hand off, I think.
Oh, that was Count Dooku. That was Count Dooku that cut
it. Yeah, that was Count Dooku. Yeah. That was Count Dooku who cut in episode 2.
You gotta like the bounty hunters, Jango Fett and Boba Fett.
Yeah, I like the Mandalorian too.
Yeah, that's a successful show on Disney right now. It's a big hit.
Yeah, that motherfucker's tight.
Yeah, it's a big hit. At the age of 4, you started rapping. Man, how did you know that you wanted to be a rapper at the age of 4? What was it that just attracted you to that specific genre of music?
Believe it or not, I was in a 3-bedroom house living with more than 13 people. So it was like I saw everything, but music was basically the base for everything. It's like the whole house is a burrito, but the music is the tortilla. Without the tortilla, you don't get a burrito. You can put whatever the fuck you want to into that burrito, but you gotta have a tortilla in order to make it a burrito. You know what I'm saying? So just having music in my house and seeing all my family members do it, seeing my uncles do it, my uncle really made me really want to get into it. My dad was a DJ once upon a time. My mom sings. You know, it was just... I just come from a musical family. That's something that I wanted to do. And I think once I was old enough to realize how to rhyme and say it on a fucking beat, that's what I did. You know, I don't think nobody really put me up to it. I think I just, I don't know, maybe adult, one of my family members could have put it in my head. And I'm not remembering, but I think I came up with this shit on my own, you understand? The idea to be a fucking rapper. That's always been my answer when they ask me in school, you know, when they ask you about kindergarten or third grade or whatever the fuck grade they ask you, when your teacher asks you, what do you want to be when you grow up? Mm-hmm. You know, some kids say the maniac answer, fucking firefighter, astronaut, fucking president. Like, yeah, all right, nigga, I'm finna be a rapper, nigga. I always said that, you know what I'm saying? I never wanted to be nothing else. Never wanted to go to the fucking NFL. I never wanted to go to the NBA. Never wanted to go to MLB, NHL, none of that shit. I wanted to be a rapper. I wanted to be an artist. Matter of fact, musical artist. I wanted to be a musical genius.
What was the reaction when you would tell kids in your classroom that, when you would basically introduce yourself? I'm guessing that's when people would ask you what you want to be in life. What was the general reaction? Because I'm curious, because there's always those stories out there when people are like, oh, you're not going to be a rapper. And then they prove them wrong and they do big things in the game.
I had it's a story about literally, you know how rappers talk about their teachers and say, my teacher wouldn't be shit, blah, blah, blah. I literally had a teacher in 5th grade. And that's how much one of my family, when they get behind you, they really believe in you, nigga. 5th grade, my uncle was helping me skip school, taking me out of school, going to the studio, we record, and I would go back to school and like in the middle of lunchtime and shit and show my friends my songs. And one day I was showing my friend my song on the yard, and I remember a teacher had came up and was like, "You can't be missing school and thinking you're gonna come to school at lunchtime showing them this rap and blah blah blah. It's not gonna get you nowhere in life." Like, look at me now, bitch. You're probably richer than you. You drive a dumb car. You know what I'm saying?
Haters wrong.
Probably your son's favorite rapper.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. You're already a Bay Area legend. You probably are.
Like, it should be cool to me, man. It's cool.
It's big things, man. Big things. Are you doing any other upcoming performances for Hear You, Hear You?
I would have to check in with my manager, Tasha. My memory is fucking shot. You know, I'm a full-time father. Like I said, I'm putting in work on this goddamn farm. I'm working on a new album. Shit, when shows come up, my manager usually tell me, like, 2 weeks ahead, you got a show. You got to start promoting. So I got to check in with her and see what the schedule is or pull it up in my phone type shit.
How is it being a father? How did that change your life?
I love being a father. My kids saved a lot of people's lives. You know what I'm saying? Thankful. Y'all should thank my kids. My kids saved a lot of y'all lives. For real, for real. But I was a totally different person. So, they changed me, man. Like, it's beautiful. My kids are beautiful. I got 2 boys. I got a baby girl on the way finally, so.
Oh, congrats on that.
She's gonna change me in another way. Yeah, so, that's big, man. My kids is everything. Like I said, everything I do is for my kids, period. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all that matters is my kids. I can give a fuck what people think about me and how they feel. As long as my kids know, man, that nigga bless your ass for you and he love you, period.
It's the most important thing in life is caring about your kids. Do you think they're going to follow your path and be musicians?
My oldest son, he looked like he wanted to do music. And my youngest son, he's going to be a sports baby off top. Like, he like football, basketball. Every time he wake up, he's ball or car. Like, he like balls and cars right now.
Speaking of ball, maybe he could play for the Golden State Warriors.
That would be amazing. That would be a fucking dream come true. I think I would literally cry every game just because he was in the NBA. Just to see him walk out of me in the stand and be like, there goes Bay Area legend, Neff the Pharaoh, crying again. I'd be like, man, my little nigga really in the NBA, that would be dope.
You're a Warrior fan. How you feel about that second pick in the first round draft next week?
I ain't even gonna lie, I haven't been paying attention to NBA. I haven't been paying attention to no sports since COVID. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm a Warrior fan. I haven't been watching any sports at all. I ain't even been watching football. I haven't watched I ain't watched the spit contest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even in tune in sports, not this year. So
it's difficult.
Yeah.
The whole bubble city with the NBA this year, it's difficult to pay attention. And it was difficult for me to watch it because it didn't even feel real. I'm watching basketball here in July, August, September. It's supposed to be over in June.
Yeah, that shit was weird. Like, it kind of threw my mind off. It was weird.
You met Steph Curry before?
Have I met Steph Curry? I think I met Steph Curry. Yeah, I met Steph Curry. Yeah. I met him and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green at a fucking comedy show.
Who was the main comedian?
At Boogie's comedy show.
Boogie.
Mike Epps was the host, and it was another local Bay Area comedian, Lou Dude Too Much. He was on there. Actually, the comedy, it went very well. It went so well. It's a special on Amazon. It's a special on Amazon Prime. It's called Boogie's Comedy Slam or Comedy Jam. Mm-hmm. They play my music on there too.
Well, that's fire.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That was my first comedy show. I had a fucking ball. It was hilarious.
That's dope. What were they like, Curry, Clay, and Draymond Green?
You know, that was fucking like breathtaking. But talk about when I met Beyonce, Jay-Z, and DJ Khaled.
how were your reactions to that?
That was amazing. Then I met Kanye West. Oh my gosh. Come on, gang. That's Kanye West. That's really why I really like my lifestyle, is because I really get to meet the people that I listen to. And I'm a big person on manifestation. So a lot of things that I have in life, I've manifest them into existence, you know. So everything is calculated with me. So this shit is pretty dope.
You see yourself working with Kanye West or any of those other artists that you mentioned?
Most indubitably. Oh, yeah. Definitely going to work with Kanye, Andre 3000,
Elton That's fire. John,
fucking Future, everybody.
Elton John, that's interesting. I have a lot of rappers on my show that always say they want to work with Elton John. I'd love for you to explain what is the attraction to Elton John? Why does a lot of rappers like Elton John?
I love Elton John because he let it be known that he didn't write his music, but I write all of my music. But he let it be known that he doesn't write all his music, but without Elton singing them songs, it wouldn't be that song, you know what I'm saying? Like, so Elton John is definitely a great.
Elton John, though, that would be interesting. I'd be interested to hear that collab, because you bring the Bay Area sound to his sound. That's something different. That's something no one has ever heard before.
Yeah.
Any other artists that you like to work with?
Andre.
Yep, you said that. Outkast, that'd be big.
Yep. DMX.
DMX. Yonkers legend.
Well, me and ASAP Rocky would be fire too.
That would be crazy.
ASAP Rocky.
Do you feel as though the Bay Area is on the map? Because you look at the three main areas in hip hop, they always say New York, Atlanta, and Los Angeles. Do you feel as though that the Bay Area is on the map?
Somewhat, some not. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we get the recognition we deserve, sometimes we don't. But that's still like one of my main focuses. Because, you know, right now we got the G-Eazy, Kehlani's, and Sweeties doing their job putting on for the Bay. But I feel like it's still work to be done. You know what I'm saying? I still got work to be done.
How do you feel as though you've progressed since your first album, especially the Chang project?
Oh yeah, like I definitely like surpassed my first projects. Like I've definitely got better as an artist with being just comfortable in a booth and just getting there and being me and perfecting my craft.
Big Chank Theory, that was my favorite. Boosting was my favorite song off that one.
Yeah, I had fun with the Big Chank Theory. We actually did that. We recorded that within 48 hours. We locked ourselves in a studio, and every feature and producer that you hear on that project actually pops up and came to the studio within that 48 hours. So that project was amazing.
What's your best work? You think it's Hear Ye, Hear Ye?
Right now it is.
Yeah.
Until I drop another album, then it's gonna be medical. That's always my goal, is to shit on my last album. Like, Hear Ye, Hear Ye is dope. Now I gotta drop some shit that's gonna shit on that one. You know what I'm saying? So I always got to outdo myself. Like, it's a competition. The only one that I'm ever in competition with is myself.
From what you could tell, especially how the numbers are doing, what's the fan favorite off the new album?
I would have to say So Fast.
Yeah. It's the melody in it, too, that does it.
Yeah, they love So Fast. And I was just showing the world that how different, how such how what ranges I could hit, you know what I'm saying? And they fucked with it. They did it. So I'm definitely going to keep on doing shit like that.
Any upcoming visuals at all?
Man, I got the Dog Pal visual in the works. I think we're going to shoot Meat to a Vegan. And then we probably be done with shooting videos off here. You hear you. And then get to working on the next project and shooting the movies for that shit. And I know I got Meds and Melodies coming. Me and Coney Ginobili is working on the album. That's awesome. Shooter Gang Coney. Yeah, and I got so much shit. Today I was just everywhere I rode around today, I was just listening to all my unreleased songs. And I literally got enough for like fucking 10 albums. No cap. Not even saying that because it's me. And they all good songs, literally, too. So we'll just see. Maybe if I get bored and go through all of these songs and just put them, make playlists, and they all just end up being albums. So,
from what I hear that you have songs that could create 10 albums. COVID hasn't stopped you as far as writing and creating music.
Oh, hell no. Couldn't stop me. Like, I get inspired by everyday life. Like, COVID was just another song, you know what I'm saying? And the things that happened during COVID are another something, more songs, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I beat COVID, COVID's over. That's the album, you know what I'm saying? You know, shit like that. It's just everyday life that's inspired me.
More plaques, you mentioned the Grammy. As far as other career achievements and goals go, if you want to tell the audience here tonight, what's on that list for you, man?
You know, my list of achievements, you know what I'm saying? More fucking property. More plaques. I actually want to own, like, I want to start buying, like buildings in Vallejo so I can own the city, you know what I'm saying? I want to do movies. More merch and clothing lines, like the clothing line shit, merch. And I breed dogs too, so we got Kill F&B Kennels online. So if y'all need the English Merles, you know what I'm saying? If you need the French Bulldogs or the Pit Bulls, or we got German Shepherds and we got Rottweilers, holla at your boy. I got my hands in the cannabis business, the legal cannabis business, I should say. It's a whole bunch of shit, you know. I'm a fucking business mogul. I'm not just a rapper.
Yeah.
Businessman.
What made you want to go down more paths than one as a hip hop artist?
Basically, it's everything in life that I like. I'm gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? You see, you watch a lot of movies. Man, I want to fucking act. You know what I'm saying? You see people buying, what's his name? Homes and shit on Instagram. You're like, I want to own real estate. So, and shit like that.
What type of movie do you see yourself in as for your first film?
Man, I don't know. A comedy, like Friday or something.
They gotta do another Friday movie and have you in it.
Not even just another Friday, you know, something like that type of movie.
I get what you're saying. How about a horror movie?
I fuck with a horror movie too. I'm just not getting killed first.
Yeah, or you could even be the killer. How about that?
Ooh, I could play that.
An action flick?
Yeah, I could do that too, Fast and the Furious. Zoom, yep. Zoom.
As far as buildings that you want to own, is there any specific businesses or any type of buildings that you have in mind that you want to get into?
I want to like, it's this old abandoned Walmart in Vallejo. I need to want to buy that and make it like a skating / arcade, because we do not have that in Vallejo. You know what I'm saying? A very, like, high-class one. Where you come in, we got the metal detector, security, all that shit.
It's fire. it's good that you're not closed-minded, because you're going to go a long way with that, keeping all your avenues open.
Yeah, for sure. But I ain't trying to cut it short, man. You know, my kids, I got kids that keep on calling me, man.
Yeah, man, I'm going to let you go, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to let the audience know here tonight that is tuned in?
More music on the way, you know what I'm saying? More films on the way. Just I'm keeping my foot on y'all necks. Hear ye, chang chang.
No doubt. Take care and stay safe, man, all right? Appreciate you coming on. Bro.